Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Rami Rossi Sheyuchiu. This is Chayoch Fego Esmechayu Bisbasia. Here are a series of shulim in the Sefer Mishlei. I'll be telling us what Mishlei that sound. The Gra, the Mishlei, writes on Pasuk Vav and Perak Aleph, and the Pasuk Lahavin Moshe Melitza Dibrecham Vechidosam, Vat Kan Makdamata Sefer, Mi Bechabro Letzoch Mi Asa. Until now, we're talking about who the Mechaber Sefer is, who's and why he made the Sefer. We call it Kan Arba Dvarim, Lilmod Velasos, Vamaisa Nechak Lishloisha. And he included here four things, Lilmod Velasos, and Maisa is split up in three. So you have Lilmod, and then Lasos is split up into three. V'hainu lakachas, lases, v'yishma. Like it says in Pasuk Gimel, lakachas, Mr. Haskell, Pasuk Dal, lases, l'psoim olma, Pasuk Hei, yishma, chocham, yosef, lekach. V'yishma, v'lahavin, akol echot. And then you have lahavin, mashal, melita, that's Pasuk Vav. So yishma and lahavin is one, and then you have lakachas and lases. So lakachas, lases, and yishma is three. That's all part of maisa. And then you have the lilmot. V'anishem t'chili kachodim esatzma lasos, v'akach t'yel asiyata d'shma, akach yishma b'yavanot. So first take yourself to do, and then you'll have siyata d'shmaya, and then you'll understand and you'll do more. So we see that Pesukei Mishnah until now are included all in Lilmod v'lasos. But Lilmod, the Gra only includes Ladas Chachmo Musa, Pasuk Beis. But the other inyanim of Lekachas Musar Haskel, Lases Ipsoim Arma, take a Musar Haskel to give the foolish wisdom, cleverness, Yishma Chachmo Yosef Lekach, Lav Moshe Melitza, that included in the Asiya, and not in the Limud. That's included in Asiya. You see that Chelek Asiya that's included in Lilmod Lasos is not talking about Asiya that's outside the Geder of Limud. Rather, it's talking about the Asiya within the Tchum, within the context of Limud. So again, you have the Lilmod, that's Ladas Chachmo Musar. And then Lakachas Musar Haskel, that's Ibsam Rajesh Chalim Basar Lech, Lavav Lashem Alitza, that's Asiya. In other words, this Asiya is within the context of Limud. Because what Asiya is he talking about over here? Musar Haskel, Lassi Sibsam Arma, Yishma Chachamid, these are all Limudim. But he says, calls it Asiya. So these are Asiyas within the context of Limud. So we have to understand how this works. Amaral, b'kama makomot mitkashem, adu nitan la-Torah, shem Torah. Why is Torah called Torah, not Chachma, like other Chachmas? Torah is also a Chachma. Ki Chachma, Chachmasu, Minasu, Leina, Amin. The Maral writes in the Nesivah Torah, Yoreinu v'yoymar yitmoich dvorai lipcho, shmor mitzvesai v'choya. Yomar v'yoreini, shiloshen hayro, כמו שניקרס תוירה בלושן זה, אבל לא ניקרס בשם חכמה, שם חכמה כמו שניקרס שער חכמה תמונה, מפני כי יש הפרש, הפרש יש. כי התורה מורה לאדם את הדרך אשר בדרך ההוא יגיע לתכליתו, האחרון, מה שאפשר לאדם להגיעו, הוא אל עולם הבא. וזה אין בכוח שום חוכמה. כי על ידי התורה מגיע אדם אל עולם הבא, ולכך רואי לה דווקא לתורה, שם תורה, שהוא לשון הוראה. כוונת המערל, שעיקר חוכמתה של תורה להגיע למה שנמצא מעבר לדרכי החוכמה. זאת אומרת, it's called Torah, because Torah is a hoiro. It teaches you. Where does it teach you? It teaches you to go to Olam Haba. It teaches you what's מעבר לדרכי החוכמה. ביור הדברים, לעולם, בכל שאר החוכמות, לא מתחייב מתוך החוכמה עצמה שום דבר למעשה. הלמעשה הוא תמיד מחוץ לגבולותיה של החוכמה. על ידי החוכמה אפשר למלא את הדרישות והמעשים הנובעים ועומדים מחוץ לחוכמה עצמה. אך דרכי החוכמה מצד עצמם לעולם אינם מחייבים למעשה. לעולם אינם מחייבים לצאת לפועל מתוך תפיסת החוכמה עצמה. Always, in other chachmas, nothing is mischayiv from the chachma, the maisa. The lemaisa is always outside the gvul of the chachma. Through the chachma, you can fulfill the requirements and actions that flow from the chachma. But the chachma itself is not mischayiv maisa. The shayrash of the lemaisa is always beyond the chachma. Huna'utz od beratzon. הרצון הוא הדבר הפנימי והגבוה ביותר בקומת האדם. כל עיני החוכמה הם כיצד להוציא לפועל את הרצון. The shorish of the lamaisa is beyond the chachma, and it's rooted in ratzon. Ratzon, something internal, something very high, within the realm of man, within klei ma'aseh adam. All in Yanim of Chachma are how to actualize one's Ratzon. And that's the secret of Noot Sofan B'Tchilasan. Meaning that the end, the Maisa, the Chachma is Moitzi L'Pol the Ratzon. In other words, it starts with the Ratzon. And then know it's so fun, the chachma at the end, that shows you how to fulfill the ratzon, that's na'utz betchilatan, like it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that's rooted at the beginning in the ratzon. And so too in the Mara and Hagal Yonah, that's the way God runs the world, that the chachma actualizes Hashem's ratzon. Achotza l'po'al omedit mechutz l'gidrei chachma, but the actualization is outside of the Chachma. The Chachma is how to be Motzi L'Pol the Ratzon, but the actual Atzel L'Pol, the actualization, that's outside of the Gedarm of Chachma. When you have the Atzel L'Pol, there's a unification of the Maskanos of the Chachma with something that's outside of it. And together they create the Atzel L'Pol and Maisa. There's a unification when you're moti lepol of the maskan of chachma with something outside of it, and that's the otzel lepol ha'maisa. So this lafuke from this comes the shem Torah. Torah is a chachma misug acher. Torah mora la'adam ma'laso Torah v'chokma shebar chokma atzma tovat et otzatam lepol shel ha'dvarim. V'zo kavanat ha'me'aral she'atorah mora ma'laso u'mechavenet et ha'adam al ha'tachlit. Torah shows a person what to do. Torah is the Chachma, and the Chachma itself requires that you actualize the Chachma. That's what the Maharal means. The Maharal says, Torah is Moira Malasas, it's Hora. In other words, part and parcel of the Chachma is the Hora. And that's what we see in the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem on the base. See, at the Shaila, what's greater, Talmud or Maisa? Rabbi Tam said Maisa. Rabbi Akiva said Talmud is greater. And they said Talmud is greater because it brings to Maisa. So L'chayr, it's Tamur. So then Maisa is gather because Talmud only brings to Maisa. But Heinin Advarim. The Maisa is Munach B'Talmud Atzman. The Talmud is not just the possibility of reaching the Maisa. And the Talmud itself licked Munach HaMevi Lidei Maisa. Therefore Talmud is gather because it includes within it the Maisa. Moirik. V'zeh so Devrei Rabbi Yisrael Misalat B'Igeret HaMusar Shel Limud HaHalacha B'Iyun HaKol Prateha יש תועלת להינצל ממעשה עבירה. הלימוד עצמו מחייב את הוצאה לפועל של הדברים המונחים בו עד למעשה ממש. So when one learns halacha b'iyun, all the details, there's a toelus that it saves you from a ma'aseh avera, because the limud itself encapsulates the ma'aseh. יסוד העניין, השורש העליון ביותר שאני יכולים להשיג בתורה הוא שהתורה היא עומק של כל המציאות כולה. The depth of all of mitzvahs is Torah stakel b'raisa b'ra'am, and that's the etzem ha'usuf Torah. Mitzvahs is the emimush of Torah, it's an actualization of Torah. Dano haTorah atzma mechayevet hotzaa lepoal ad labriya. Torah itself obligates the actualization until Bria. Torah is the blueprint for the world. The mahus of Torah is the stock of b'raisa b'ra'alma that it obligates kiviyachol the hotzaa lepoal shel habriya. Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ein Efshachayim Shardal Perek Yud, that the Bria of Or is the Mimush Shel HaKatuv BaTorah VaYom Elokim Yihi Or. Ketuv BaTorah Yihi Or, as a Mimush Ze Briyat Or. So the Torah is a Metziut HaGmura. So even though in our Metzius we see, in our world we see things outside of Torah, but since the Torah was Mishtal Shem Mimakom Elyon, where it's Mamash Metzius, הרי שגם אצלנו התורה נתפסת בהכרח כדבר המחייב. Torah is a mechayev, that there has to be a tachlis lemaisa. Moran Yuvam says, Titania Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Kol Omer in lo Torah, in lo Torah. If you say you have no Torah, you have no Torah, pashut. No. If you say you only have Torah, then you only have Torah. Not Kol Omer in lo Torah, in lo Torah. If you say you don't have Torah, you don't have Torah. Of course you're going to say you don't have Torah, you don't have Torah. No. If you say you only have Torah, then you only have Torah. That's also pashut. No. You don't even have Torah. If you say you only have Torah, you don't have Torah. Why? Because we'll amount of ten v'asisim. If there's a siya, there's lamid. If there's no siya, there's no lamid. And the whole koach of Torah is where it's mechay, where it's motzi lepol. If you only have Torah, it's not Torah. There has to also be ma'isa. That's what it means in the Gemara. Kol osik b'Torah chatas kilukriv chatas. Kol osik b'Torah sashin kilukriv vashin. There's a koach ma'isa munach b'Torah lomed et atzma. יש כוח מעשה המונח בתורה הנלמדת. If you're oisek b'toras chatas, if you're makriv chatas, oisek b'toras oila, if you're makriv an oila, an oshem. Of course, if you could do it l'maisin, you don't, then it's chaser in the Torah, but here we're talking about where you can't do it l'maisin. But that's what Torah is. Torah is hotzah l'poah. And if you can't by karbanos, then the learning is like hotzah l'poah. We find we find the Torah is mamish and mitzius when we talk about haras chacham. Haras chacham transforms the Torah to mitzius. It says in the Gemara, "Abay dizara tana rabban anisha lachacham, v'tinei la ilasha lachacham v'itay lachacham v'asa la isha lachacham v'yatim." You ask a chacham and he's mitame, you shouldn't ask a chacham who's going to be mitame. You ask a chacham and he answered, you shouldn't ask a chacham who's going to be matim. The Ran writes, "Perish Maseches Avodah Zarah Shelo, Kasa Rabbi Maseches Avodah Zarah Shelo, the Perish. The Lo Mishum Kvodu Shal Rishon Nagubal, the Mishum the Kevin Datzrach Rishon Shavet Chetichat Yisulah, Shuvain Lahetet Afilu Ati Rasheni, Ena Muteret. Ran Otani Paragel Trevis Chodav Shtini Yachaber Roshel Atar Asen and Veil Shel Ati. Kolamar Eno Shel Ati Afilu Itir Eno Mutar Afilu Gedol Menem Chochma Ovinyan. Tanu Arat Hachacham Oset the Devar Lasu Mutar. In other words, the Gemara says." That if you ask one chacham and he was matir, you shouldn't ask another chacham who asks, if you ask chacham he's matame, don't ask another chacham to be matar. So the Ran writes in the name of the Ravid that it's not me thinking kavod chacham that you shouldn't ask the second chacham. It's because once he asked it, he made it a chaticha d'isur. You can't change that. That's what it means. Hayra, hayra is a chalav v'ashav metziut. It's not just a gilui of a din. That's what makes it. That's what creates the schefta. And that's the meaning of Torah Meloshin hayra. It's not just a chachma. Hachachma doreshet mitoch atzmat mimusha b'metziut. Chachma requires its actualization in metzius. And therefore, hayra'ah shel isur ve'eter oseh shem Torah ladvarim. Loma yotzeret metziut shel asur mutar. That's why it's called Torah. Torah makes a metzius of isur and heter. That's the Torah is, that it creates a metzius. Hame'aral b'netiv ha-Torah b'perit tetvav kotev al ha-gemara b'sota. התנים מביאי עולם, ולעולם סגדת איך לשמורים הלכה מתוך משנתם. כלומר שמורים אף שאינו יודע עיקר תם המשנה. ובזה מבלים העולם כי העולם עומד על התורה. ואין זה נחשב תורה כאשר אין יודע בירור תם המשנה. התורה של אורות המעשה הוא עיקר התורה. ועל זה העולם עומד. לכן כאשר מורים הלכה מתוך המשנה לא מצד השכל הברור, הם מבלי עולם שעומד על התורה. כוונת דבריו שעיקר התורה יוצא למעשה מתוך התורה. וזה העניין שהעולם עומד על התורה, וזהו כמעט שנוציא תחילה, וכן הוראת מעשה מתוך פסקי ההלכה עצמה, ולא מתוך מהלך הלימוד וההשכלה של דברים עד למעשה, היא הפקעת צורתה של התורה כקיום העולם, שבה מעשה נובע מתוך התורה עצמה, ולא קראת מעשה גרידה. מהר"ל says in the Gemara says that Tanaim destroy the world. What do you mean? No. Those who paskin halacha from Mishnah, the Maharal explains, if you don't understand the reason, then you're destroying the world, because the world is made out of Torah. And Torah is Hotzah L'Maisa, but a proper Hotzah L'Maisa, understanding the Tam HaDavar. You can't just pass in from the Mishnah. You need the Gemara, you need to understand. But if that's distorted and one only passes from the Mishnah, that's a story in the world, because the world's not made out of Torah, and that's not proper Torah. Torah is when it comes to the Maisa in the way it's supposed to come to Maisa, which is through understanding Tamadin. And then he's against paskining from all these kitsuri halachas, piski halachas, when people are against the codification of the Shulchan Aruch. Today it's so popular, all these piski halacha books, which are important. But if you don't understand Tamadin, then you're missing the point. Because then it's hard to carry it out without understanding the time, the seichel. If you don't know the reason for Mishnah, it's not Torah. He says, better paskin halacha from the sugi, even if it's against the Rishonim, because at least you understand where you're coming from. Because the whole inyan of holy law is that the seichel and halacha of Torah is mechayiv to do a certain way. So you have to understand why the seichel is mechayiv to do a certain way. Therefore, you have to understand the Torah. And that's why the Gemara is masu matan, it's not piskei halachas. Because that's the tzura mitzvah of Arav, understanding, give, take, understanding, asking, answering. Ravashi v'ravina soif hoyro. The idea of hoyro, again, is paskening, making it a mitzvah, that this is the way it is when you understand, because the Torah is the mitzvah of the world. But you have to understand the mahalach of chachma that brings to that mitzvah. So we understand that Torah is miloshen hoyro, and that's hoytzal l'maisa. And if a person's paskening without understanding the Mahalchei HaChachma, how Chachma brings to this psak is Mevalei Olam. Because that's the world is based on Torah, and this is improper Torah. Incredible. All right. It's Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.